Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Arklow, in County Wicklow, was once home to the huge Kynoch explosives factory, which stretched for a mile along the town's north beach. 5,000 men, women and children worked here around the clock, providing munitions for British forces on the continent. Near the end of the war, an explosion at the factory killed 27 workers. As historian Jim Rees explains,
when it was first set up, it was set up as commercial explosives for coal mines in Wales, Lancashire, anywhere where it was mining operations. By 1914, when the First World War came, suddenly the British government had a demand for munitions. That's when Kynoch's Arklow really came into its own. Over those war years, there were 27,000 shipments from the North Quay in Arklow, right beside the factory, across the Irish Sea, for onward shipment to British troops on the continent or to the Royal Navy. All the explosives you would need in armaments, from revolver bullets, rifle bullets, up to massive shells that would be used on battleships, all that was made here. But they also developed two of their own products for explosives. One was called Arkite, after Arklow, and there was another one called Kynite, after the factory. There were over 400 buildings stretched along the site, some catering for hundreds of people to work together, like the admin block, many catering for three and four at a time for the mixing houses. So would mix gun cotton with nitroglycerin. Very, very dangerous. In fact, so dangerous, the people working in mixing houses, you couldn't wear the hobnail boots at the time, because the floors were concrete. Iron against concrete creates sparks. Not a good place to have a spark. From the time Kynoch had been established, there were periodic explosions. But in September 1917, people here still talk about the Kynoch explosion. And it was the night of the 20th, 21st of September, about 4 o'clock in the morning. Massive flash, massive explosion that was actually heard out at Ockram, which is 8 miles from here. 27 people were killed that night. Had that explosion taken place 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you would have been talking about hundreds. Within 24 hours, a Major Cooper Keyes had been sent over by the War Department to set up an inquiry. And some of the possibilities that were there, that were listed, could have been an accident. That happened all the time. Somebody could have been smoking, somebody could have been drinking, somebody mightn't have wore their wooden clogs in the mixing houses and put on their hobnail boots and caused a spark. Somebody could have been lifting a case of prepared explosives and dropped it. Another thing put forward was there was a rag on a radiator that overheated. Another one was it sabotage from inside? Was a sabotage from outside? Several witnesses to the inquiry said, oh, we saw car lights in the area, and car lights in 1917 would have been a very rare, certainly enough to cause suspicion. One of the things that the general manager, Mr. Goodall, said, and he wasn't the only one, there was a private of the Cheshire Regiment guarding the gate that night, and he said the same thing. He heard a high-pitched whistle for about 2 seconds before the explosion. Now, as you've seen, we're right on the coastline here. A U-boat could have come in, and this was the contention. Cooper Keyes immediately knocked this discussion of an attack from the sea on the head. Didn't want it. By 1918, as the war came to an end, Kynoch decided to go to close one of their factories, the Arklow one. The political situation in Ireland was getting very, very unsettled. No way was Kynoch or the British government going to allow the munitions factory to remain in Ireland. The newspapers at the time really looked on this as the death knell of the town. For 23 years, this was the main source of income. There can be no doubt about it that the First World War was good for Arklow financially, economically. This was an absolute boom time. When it closed, all the direct jobs went, but so did all the ancillary ones. Arklow has never got back, never had the money that Kynox brought in here during the First World War.
Arklow, in County Wicklow. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.